Welcome back inside the Kasbin Center, where the Oil Barons defeat the Camrose Kodiaks 3-2 in a shootout here this evening. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. We're now joined by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, you finish off this homestand 2-1-1 here with a big 3-2 win against what is a very good Camrose Kodiaks team, and one that bested you guys last weekend. But just how big of a win do you see this one for your club, winning one in extra time and taking it in the shootout?
I think that's our first one in the shootout this year, if I'm correct. So, you know, it was good for the guys. I'm happy for the guys. I mean, this was a tough stretch. When you not only look at playing six games in 8 days, but you look at the quality of the, you know, the opponents that we had. We got Drumheller, who's second in the South. We played Camrose twice, who's the hottest team in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. We played Sherwood Park twice, which is first in the North Division, or near the top with Bonnyville. And then you've got Brooks in here. You know, for us to, you know, to get 8 points out of 12, I think that's a huge step forward for us. You know, we can nitpick. I just can't get over the fact, you know, in the third period, I don't think it's a fact that we sit back, but, you know, we just tighten up a little bit. You know, when you earn three power plays in the third period, you have to put a team away, and we don't. And then what happens is they block a shot. Their guy doesn't even look, turns around, slaps it right to the guy coming out of the box, and he gets a breakaway. And then, you know, we sort of collapse after that. But full credit to our players. We didn't get down. Our guys stayed positive on the bench. We continued to press after the, you know, with the last 4 minutes left. And, you know, had two good chances in, you know, in overtime as well. So, you know, our boys are going to get a couple well-deserved days off. You know, we're going to regroup. You know, as a coaching staff, I might even go to the Black Horse tonight and have a couple. But, you know, we'll regroup, we'll do some video. And then we've got another tough stretch. You've got Whitecourt and Grand Prairie, you know, divisional opponents who are right in the mix where we are, and then you're on the road. So, I mean, this is a crucial time again for us coming up.
Tom, you face yourself with a little bit of adversity in that middle frame where all of a sudden you're down three players on the bench. What's the message to the players on the bench when you're suddenly that shorthanded?
Please don't get hurt. I mean, you're down from 12 forwards. You're down, you know, we lost Jack in the first, so you're down to 11, and then two other guys go. Now you're down to three lines. So not that it was a massive thing, but you can't get the matchups because, you know, they did a job of just rolling four lines. So, but to a credit, I thought that we did well. Would we end up with 44 shots by their count? You know, we tried to create enough, you know, enough offense. I thought in the second period, especially the first 10 minutes, we were real weak. I mean, they caught us on our heels a little bit. But again, it's one of those instances where you bend, but you just don't break. And I thought that we did a fairly good job of keeping them to the outside. Unlucky goal that we gave up there on the power play shot from the point that just sort of squeezes through Kersey. But, you know, all in all, this was a great homestand for us, you know, a great measuring stick for us. I think that it cemented a little bit of the belief that, you know, when we do want to play, we're pretty good. And now we have to take this momentum moving forward and have a good week of practice and continue the trend.
Jared White gets the opening goal and shows off his skill set in
front.
Where's
that been for 2.5 years, eh?
We've seen flashes of it, but he makes a great play just inside the line. He takes a huge hit, but he gets the puck out. There was a penalty on the play, but I thought Jared White might have been one of the best forwards out there tonight.
No, I agree. And Whitey Gibbs is just an honest player that goes up and down the wing and tries to get pucks out, tries to get pucks deep, and, you know, he tries to play heavy and hard. He's not the biggest kid, you know, height-wise, but he's very solid on his skates. You know, so he's one of those guys that, you know, when the chips are down, he's going to be there, and I thought that he played extremely well, and it was great for him to get rewarded on a nice skilled play finally. He illustrated that he does have some skill, which is always a bonus for us.
Tom, you're wearing the commemorative jerseys for Remembrance Day. Had a very nice ceremony before the game started, and it's one of the things that you preach to all of the players that come into your dressing room, is that involvement in the community.
Yeah, and I mean, you're looking down on the ice from our view here. You know, the guys are, you know, signing their jerseys. All of the fans that were kind enough to you know, bid on the jerseys. Hopefully they raised a lot of money for the Legion, and the guys are signing them. Listen, we're a community-owned team, and we rely on the community to come out on Fridays and Saturdays. I thought that the crowd was very loud, especially in the overtime and that, which was great. But, you know, our players have to understand that, you know, being a former McMurray Oil Baron goes far beyond just coming to the rink and playing, you know, 60 games. It's the practices. It's the interaction that we have in the school systems, both the Catholic board and the public board, you know, with minor hockey. And, you know, we're involved with the Snow Angels. you know, and various other charities. We'd love to help everybody. You know, we just you know, it's chronologically it's impossible to do it, but you know, we appreciate the support that we get on so many different levels. You know, and it's important for our players to understand how important it is. And a lot of these players, what we want, the feeling that we want to establish in our community is that these kids strive to be Oil Barons one day. We want kids coming with the jerseys. We want them to, you know, have a favorite player, and you know, the goal for them should be to one day hopefully be able to play at the Kasman Center on a Friday and Saturday night, and I think that our players do an outstanding job.
Well, you got a former, you got a future player down there. He's got the stick. He's got a jersey. Yeah. What's his jersey say? Little dude?
Little dude.
Little dude number five. There you go. You got a future player.
There you go.
You can start scouting for, what's that, probably 2030 maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, yeah.
Tom, always appreciate the time here. Congrats on a great homestand, and we'll talk to you next week in Whitecourt.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.